say about the phone? Okay.
See?
Okay. All right, I can do that. I'm Nash G, and I'm a recovering addict.
Amen.
I just got some bullets on here. I need to I'm gonna try to hit these bullets in my coverage of my experience with Hope with this 12th tradition. And you know, I smoked a lot of good sesame and Red Bud and Acapulco Gold and all that stuff. You know, but they tell me they got some stuff better than that out here now, so I'll take y'all word for it. But anyway, number one is the 12th tradition tells me it's bigger than I. Yes, I as in me. So I want to touch on that, that this message is bigger than me and even my story and what I feel and think. And number two, the 12th tradition is my aim and the solution. And number three, live and let live. Everybody's voice matters, and we learn how to do this through learning how to practice the principles in all our affairs. And number four, part of my surrender is that my way don't work. Okay, this is a spiritual journey, and I'm not the driver, I'm not the originator, and I didn't write the script. All that you find in the 12th tradition, yeah. And number five, don't mess this thing up. Old timers, yeah, we want to talk about them old timers, you know, because we can mess this thing up real fast, but we can't mess the program up. I don't think none of us had that kind of power to mess the program up. But when I want to talk about this story. My brother told me recently, and my brother, he was one of the baddest rascals in the neighborhood, if not the baddest. He was so bad, if me and my partners was walking down the street and we seen him coming, we would go the other way, and that was my brother. I mean, he was just that bad. And this was just 2 or 3 years ago, he told me, maybe 2 years ago, he told me, he said, Nash, I don't ever think I lost a fight. I said, what? He said, I don't ever think I lost a fight. I said, oh yeah? He said, yeah, because if a rascal thought he beat me, every time he seen me, he had to do it again. Eventually, they got tired of seeing me coming. And I could identify, because like I said, I got tired of seeing them coming. And that was my brother. But little would I know how that principle would be so valuable in these rooms of Narcotics Anonymous when you're trying to deliver the truth. And when it comes to that 12th step, the 12th step talks about trying to carry the message. That try is very important. It don't mean that folk gonna receive the message who you trying to carry it to. Especially in particular when it comes to these traditions, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about the traditions. You know, I don't want to hear about no tradition, you know. But again, it tells us in the tradition, and we read it just about before every meeting, that the traditions protect us from the internal and external forces that could destroy us. So these traditions are very, very necessary. And you would think this room would be full, but the young lady said, this is the kind of meeting I want to lead because there's not many people in here. You know? And I particularly like the intimate, small, intimate meetings myself. My home group, Friday Night Free at Last, group of Narcotics Anonymous in the South Potomac area. It's a very intimate meeting. We have about 7 to 14 people there every Friday night. Friday night seemed to be a hard night to even get speakers. You know, everybody want to go hand dancing, partying, and worked all week. You know, they don't want to come out on no Friday until their ass get on fire. You know, that's when we want to show up, and that's when we want everybody to be there for us. Or it's your anniversary, old timers. You know what I mean? You want to celebrate an anniversary, then you want to. Okay, that's another story. Yeah, I talk about the controversy. I don't care. Anyway, you know, we'll vote your ass out. Care about your 20 years, 30 years, whatever. If you don't show up to the meeting, talking about I'm here for the newcomer, the meeting is the anniversary for the meeting. I don't want to hear bullshit. Where you been for the newcomer all year long? You ain't dropped a dime in the basket. We can't even buy a chip with the money you done put in the basket. Oh, I'm sorry. I started talking. I ain't none of them in here. Some of them don't show up till the convention. We know about that too, yeah? Oops. Oh, but it covers all of that, right? Really, the 12 traditions is inclusive of all our traditions. And when you talk about, you know, my home group, you know, they want to call it Nash G's meeting and stuff. They want to always get on me. I hate when they do that. But they always want to mess with me, man. They want to test my principles, man, see if I'm working on anything, you know. I tell my home group, don't let them say that, man. Tell my home group members, don't let them say that, man. This is our home group, you know what I mean? But when you look at the seventh tradition talks about, when we talk about being fully self-supporting, we always think it's about putting something in the basket, right? But it's also about all of us collectively working in that home group. The home group personality, when you talk about the autonomy of the group, the autonomy is the personality of the group. And so, therefore, it shouldn't take on one or two persons in the group personality, right? When you talk about being full self-supported, it should be inclusive of all of us, what all of us bring to the table, right? All of our needs, all of our agendas, all of our help, right? If we bring it in there, right? And it's not just because, well, you know, I helped start this. We bought the coffee pot, you know. What they saying is we bought the resentment from the other meeting that night. To start this meeting, you know, that's how a lot of them get started, right? Oh, okay. Some of y'all know the story. So, when we talk about being self-supporting, right? You know, in my home group in particular, you know, I want to say that we, you know, came up with this idea. So I'll say we. We came up with this idea, you know, it was brought to the group conscience. And speaking of the group conscience, I'm dyslexic, so I'm gonna jump all over the place. Y'all gotta stay with me. I'm gonna bring it back around to the front. But we came up with, you know, how you have problems getting speakers on certain steps sometimes, you know what I mean? When you get up into the higher steps, so you might have problems getting speakers sometimes. So what we did was we came up with this idea that the speaker brings the step. What a concept. Never heard that one before. Unique, right? Works fine. Works good. Only problem is sometimes, you know, you get those speakers and everybody wants to do 1, 2, and 3. And sometimes you're hoping that the old time, so you get the old time coming in there, and they want to take the census of the group and they want to do a 1, 2, and 3. I'm hoping that they bring, you know. But it's always a good meeting, you know what I mean? I just keep coming back, you know, it works. I'm always glad when we get into those latter steps, particularly step 12 and 11 and all that stuff. That's where I get a lot of my help. But anyway, it's not all about me. And they say it's my home group, you know? Anyway, but, you know, that personality piece, man, is, you know, when I have to step back and allow somebody else to set the tone, right? And, you know, I do it my way, somebody else do it another way.
Well, that's not how we do it. That's not how it's done. You know, that's not how we did it back in the day. You know what I mean? When I got here and all that stuff,
they got new dope out there, y'all. Your ass better settle in here and take what you get, right? We can't let nobody run us out the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, right? And so, therefore, we need these traditions, right? And particularly, you know, these ones that help us protect this atmosphere of recovery. And we can't even allow the newcomer to come in here. You know, it irritates me a lot of time when the newcomer got to come in late, or the old timer too, especially the old timer, when the old timer come in late. You know, we do have meeting etiquette, but it's not talked about enough, right? When the old timer come in and want to shake everybody's hand, I ain't gonna talk about y'all, boy. We're gonna protect people. They gotta go all around the room, shaking and kissing the babies. Politicking is what I call it, you know. Letting everybody know they're here, or the women come in with them tight jeans on. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit it like that, man. You know, want to spread, and, you know. Man, look. Y'all got ways of carrying the message, I'm telling you. But, you know, now, once upon a time, they tell you, they will tell you, come in, sit down, shut up. You come in late, slide in the back, and be quiet. Matter of fact, don't even raise your hand to share. You come in late, you know what I mean? Unless your ass is on fire, we may give you a little, you know, something like that. But come in late, politic through the room, first one to share. Basket going around your ass out the door. Don't even come back for the rest of the meet. That's my problem. It's my problem. But it don't run me out of here, man. Because I know that I need to get what I need to get, man. And I particularly really like this book, man. I thought they were just doing this new literature, man, for to sell money, to make money in Narcotics Anonymous. But I'm telling you, man, the God of my understanding has anointed this literature where it jumps up out off the page to me, that living clean, and particularly if you can't read, have somebody read it to you or get it on tape, this 12th tradition out of the It Works How and Why, this thing will jump up off the page off it. And I'm serious. I criticize all this new literature. You know, I'm old school. I came in March the 20th, 1989. So I've been here a few 24 hours. And we ain't do the thing like we do it, like y'all doing it now. But I've been here and I'm still doing it like we doing it now. But when I come in with an open mind, right, I'm still getting what I need. I'm still enjoying this process. I'm enjoying my recovery. And y'all told me that a grateful recovering addict will what? Never use again. Let me say that again, because I don't want y'all to miss this one. A grateful recovering addict will never use again. Right? So, in our 12th tradition work, right, which is practicing all the traditions, right? Because the tradition do what? Protect us, right? And when we have these group conscious, how many of us know how, especially the spiritually giants, the spiritual giants, even know how to invite God into the group conscious? Or let me say it like this, take time to invite God of your understanding into the group conscience, you know, because we focus. I know what I'm going to say. Matter of fact, I didn't call my boys up to help me in this group conscience, right? And y'all know how we used to do it back in the day. we're going to make this a no smoking meeting. So y'all be here because I want to size up the vote. And then next week, they make it a smoking meeting. Just go back and forth with those group concerts. They had nothing to do with God. It had to do with my personal agenda. And what this 12th edition it talks about is the selfless service and reminding us that we are all servants in here and we're servants for the greater good, what's best for the group and Narcotics Anonymous as a whole. Get your personal agenda out the door. And if you don't like what's going on in this meeting, if you're in our area, there's hundreds of other meetings every day. Did I say every day? Every day. And I mean, in our area, we're real fortunate. You may have to travel a little bit, you know, but I don't mind because I like the different personalities. I like the diversity because y'all tell me diversity is our strength. When I go out there in the work world and I'm looking for that $1 million deal, I'm going to have to deal with some of diversity. And I need to be ready for it. So y'all just preparing me for what's to come. Right? And I learned how through practicing these principles in all our affairs, right? Now, the God of my understanding gave the designer of the 12-step process, right? This 12-step process, they put the problem in the first step, the solution in the second tradition or step or concept, the problem in the first step or concept or tradition, the solution in the second one, practicing 3 through 11, we arrive at 12. And the 12th step, concept, and tradition is our aim. Look at having had as a result of, right? Look at how anonymity, which means we're doing this in selfless service, right? Is our spiritual foundation of all our traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personality. This takes practice. And the anonymity piece is,
well, you know, I served on the BOD chairman. And I, you know, started, you know, we made the most money down in Ocean City. You know what I mean? You know how we want to tell our story. We want, you know. But one of my partners always remind me, your true strength, man, is not in how strong you win when things are going well, but how strong you are when your knees are buckling. When them hard times hit, baby, that's the true strength. That's when you measure a man or a woman's strength, how they handle themselves in adversity. And when you get in some of these group concerts, you're supposed to challenge the old timer. Challenge him. Make him work, God damn. He talked all that good stuff about this program. Make him work. Challenge him. Yeah. Don't just let him get away because he got the most time. Shit, if you don't agree with it, say you don't agree with it. Huh? Did I say that? Everybody's voice counts in the group conscience. And it'll carry a lot more weight if you pray before you say it. If we got the right motives. Because, and we're not even in competition with each other. I don't care about how many people who get the biggest crowd or who got, you know, I got the best damn home group in the world. If you don't think your home group is the best one in the world, you need to get another one. Most of them are not even here anymore. They ain't even here anymore who said that. You don't even see them. Where they at now? They don't stick and stay when adversity hit. They don't even stick and stay when adversity hit. They'll come back and want to celebrate their anniversary.
These are the emergency rooms to life. That's what I was told. And don't let nobody run your ass out of here. If you're going to be a member, be an informed member of this here program. And that's why we have step and tradition and concept meetings. Because it's not in what you think or what you feel or my message, my story ain't going to keep you, or you know, your story will keep you clean. That's bullshit. Your story got you high and got your ass up in here. These principles is what's going to keep you clean. It's called a profound change of character, and it only come from coming in here getting the right information. I'm in search of the truth even if I got to prove myself wrong. The truth don't need my help. I just need to be assertive enough to carry the truth even to that strong member, be it a newbie, one that's bouncing off the wall, coming here built like Hulk Hogan, you know what I mean? Want to be all loud and bouncing off the walls. Look like he's going to need 10 of us to take him out. Or her out. But, you know? And that strong personality stuff, man, it's only the strength of the group that's going to combat that stuff to protect us from those internal forces that could destroy it. Look, we ain't messed this thing up since 1959. We can't mess the program up, but we can mess individuals up, right? We can hurt some I ain't coming back in there. They blah, 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 blah. They probably ain't want to come back anyway, but still, you know what I mean? Just using that as an excuse, right? But in practicing these traditions, we do the God of our understanding justice, because this is the good orderly direction that he's given us. The literature has what's been tried and true and tested and given to us freely. It's been written for a reason. This literature is powerful, man. And when we practice this thing, you know, lately I've been getting into some word power. I mean, just really looking and absorbing words and letting it get into my spirit, into my being. And transform me into something greater than I ever was, what I ever thought I could be, because I didn't use these words before I got here. Matter of fact, I could barely read and write before I got here. So I focused on the traditions because I was such a poor reader. So I had to listen intensively, you know, and I found out that people learn in many different ways. I learned a lot audibly. And I learned a lot by watching y'all make y'all dumbass mistakes. I don't have to make all my own dumbass mistakes. I make them. But we get do-overs in here. Man, it's a great place to be, man. This is a great place to be, man. So, my brother said they got tired of seeing me coming. They get tired of seeing me coming.
Here come Nasty. Don't come in with that bullshit.
Man, and it's a way to correct some things in here, man. We gotta do it in a loving, caring way. We learn how to tear them down, but go over there and pick their ass up. Take them out to dinner, sit them down, let them talk all that insanity out, and then start inputting some good stuff a little bit at a time. Just like you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. We don't bombard anybody with this information. Change comes slowly, man, over a period of time. That's what the tradition tells us. Over a period of time. This ain't no microwave. We're not putting people in there and punching the numbers and you're you're ready when you come out. Practicing this program, when I listen to the steps being read, when I read the steps, when I look at the traditions, I listen to them being read, when I look at the concept, y'all think the traditions are tongues. Y'all get into those concepts, man. Those concepts tell you straight up to take somebody inventory before you make them treasure. They ain't got no job. Tell them, no, you can't be treasure. Oh, you being harsh. We ain't here to slap no titty in nobody's mouth. We ain't breastfeeding. This grown-up folks stuff. This grown people stuff. Because look, man, we got people depending on us, man, to carry this message. And so, you seen, you ain't gonna put no gun in no baby's hand. They don't know where to shoot. Right? We gotta grow up in this thing and carry a sufficient, crystal clear message of recovery, man. And everybody don't get it the same way, and everybody ain't gonna receive it from the same person. This is why we have the diversity, man. I've been in a meeting with a bunch of old white women and said, I ain't gonna get nothing out of this goddamn meeting. But I went in there with an open mind because, why? My ass was on fire. Set my happy ass down. Couldn't go to another meeting. And damn, when I left out of there, I was floating. I mean, floating. When the women dropped them and started shaking, I'm like, God Almighty. Y'all got the same feelings and emotions that I have? I'm serious, man. This thing, look, I can't see it coming. This is a spiritual journey we on. We are not the originator. We didn't write the script. We not the driver. I'm glad I'm in the back seat, just in the back seat, letting them ride. I don't care about driving today. I ain't got to worry about what turn to make. I ain't even got to put no gas in the tank. I'm just riding. Tell you, I'm just riding, man. Even coming up on 29 years, man, I'm glad to be in the ministry. So one of my partners, man, I love the way he practices anonymity. He loves passing this good energy off, man. So he'll go in the store, right? This is how we take the program further on. You know, I mean, just passing it on, man. And he'll go on to 7-Eleven, get his coffee, somebody be fumbling and cussing and fussing. And he'll go up to the dirt cashier and say, I'm buying that mass of coffee back there. And he'll go out in the car, he'll watch him. And when the cashier says, your coffee's been paid for, sir. He started looking around. He said, I'm just laughing at it. Now, he don't know who to be nice to. How far is that good energy going to carry him probably through the rest of the day? He might even do something like that for somebody else. That's what this message is about, man. Passing it on. And you don't even know, have to know that I'm the one that passed it on to you. I'm your father. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do, son. I'm your father. I'm supposed to show it for you, girl. We always looking for that attaboy, attagirl. Something about doing the right thing for the right reason. Right. Something about it, man. Especially at home. Especially in your home group. Especially especially in your home group, go in the bathroom, and it's been tore to pieces, and turn around and walk out and leave it in your home group. They said, we're going to get the blame. Clean that mother up and clean it up better than it was ever. Let them know that Narcotics Anonymous was here in a blessed way. We came to make it better, not to tear it down, man. You know? And that's how we go in these home groups, man. This little bit of rink that we call, you know. So, this thing about continuing to show up, man. We don't want to fight. The good man don't want to fight. The good woman don't want to fight. We always want to surrender, but sometimes fight is necessary. When you're fighting for the right reason, when you got something to fight for, because we call him Slewfoot. Slewfoot don't go to sleep and he ain't gonna stop fighting. So we might as well pack it in because they trying to tear this thing. They don't want people to get this message. They don't want people to get this love. They don't want us to build each other up. Come in these home groups and practice love and tolerance. When somebody keep relapsing. Shit, that's what we do. I can't tell you how many binges I've been on before I surrendered. And we so quick to forget. The character says, I ain't gonna never get it. We gotta be careful about that, man. This message. Personal recovery. My personal recovery depends on NA unity. And that unity depends on how well we follow and practice these traditions, right? So, I need to realize how important that person just coming off the street. I don't care how many times they come off the street. I don't have no dope exempt number. That could be me. And that's not a reservation, but that could be me. Before I leave this convention, that could be me. Right? I done had people say, you still here? Yeah, right, I'm still here. I ain't found no better place to go. And I'm in loving service. They told me to get in service. I ain't never heard them tell me get out of service.
Well, you know, I've done that my first 5 years. You know, I don't have to do that. This program has afforded me a life now. Right?
It's so beautiful to be in a position and have the strength and the wherewithal to be able to serve. Right? And when you've been where I've been, I was in a motorcycle accident in 2011. That's a whole nother story. I'm trying to stay on topic. But Narcotics Anonymous came out there so deep. Them people wanted to know who I was. Said, who are you? Said, we ain't never seen nobody had this many visitors. And I mean, y'all carried me, man. Walk with me beside the walker. Behind me, making sure I don't trip. Make sure I don't fall. Bringing wood to the house. All kinds of stuff. People going to meeting, people slap $100 bill in your hand because I was self-employed, still self-employed. Right? People made sure I had everything. Because when I could, I poured that love out to people. And it was reciprocated. Don't get tired of fighting.
Thank all the speakers and thank everybody for attending. We end the meeting with a certain prayer.